This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Southern California remains on edge after two major earthquakes shook much of the state, measured at 6.4 on Thursday and 7.1 on Friday. The two quakes were the area's strongest in at least 20 years. The latest quake was centered near the town of Ridgecrest, some 200 kilometers northeast of Los Angeles. The state's Office of Emergency Services is on its highest alert level. Mark Ghilarducci heads the office.
We know that there's been quite a bit of damage, and we know that there's been a lot of impact. So we are moving resources from these various agencies and departments that are represented here into staging area to get them as close as possible.
And he says there were injuries.
We have not had any reports of fatalities yet, but we do know that there have been injuries. There's been a significant increased number of EMS calls to the 911 centers.
Aftershocks are still being felt in Southern California, and so there is continuing anxiety. National Guard troops have been activated to help. Authorities detained dozens of people in Kazakhstan's two largest cities Saturday as protesters staged the latest in a series of rallies against newly elected President Kasym-Jomart Toloyev. Demonstrators marching in the capital Saturday were confronted by uniformed and plainclothes police officers and were forcibly dragged to nearby police buses. Media reports say over 100 people were taken into custody. The 14 Russian naval officers who died in a military nuclear submarine earlier this week were buried Saturday amid tight security at a St. Petersburg cemetery. The cemetery was cordoned off by the military, and the media was not allowed to attend either the burial or the vigil at a local church. The Russian Defense Ministry said the sailors were killed by toxic fumes. This is VOA News. There's been new violence in Syria's western Idlib province. A Syrian war monitor says 13 people, including seven children, were killed today in what it called a horrific massacre. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights charges the air assault was carried out by Syrian warplanes and helicopters. The United States will consult next week with the United Nations Nuclear Agency over the situation with Iran. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
The International Atomic Energy Agency has granted the U.S. request for a meeting slated for this coming Wednesday. This week, the agency's inspectors confirmed Iran had surpassed the limit for stockpiling low-enriched uranium. And Tehran says it will continue to do so, hoping to force an easing of economic sanctions reimposed after the U.S. pulled out of the 2015 nuclear deal. Tensions have been on the rise and are escalating over a new incident in which authorities in Gibraltar detained a supertanker suspected of violating the embargo against shipping Iranian oil to Syria. I'm Jackie Quinn.
An apparent gas explosion at a shopping plaza in Plantation, Florida, injured several people on Saturday. Plantation Fire Battalion Chief Joel Gordon says the building was occupied when the explosion occurred.
Nobody was killed. Thank goodness for that. This could have, as bad as it is, it could have been a lot worse because, like I said, the LA Fitness was occupied, so it could have been tremendously worse. But again, we're still searching, we're still looking. And everything at this point is tentative.
The Sun Sentinel newspaper reports witnesses say a vacant restaurant appeared to be the source of the explosion. The youngest member of Britain's royal family, Archie Mountbatten Windsor, is being christened in a private family ceremony at Windsor Castle. AP's Zaria Shackley reports.
The two-month-old son of the Duke and Duchess of Sussex will be baptized in a private chapel at the castle by Archbishop of Canterbury, Justin Welby, head of the Church of England. He will wear a lace and satin christening gown that was also used for his cousins, Prince George, Princess Charlotte and Prince Louis. Parents Prince Harry and Meghan have faced criticism for not giving the public a glimpse of the event and declining to reveal the names of Archie's godparents. The couple plans to release official photos of the baptism later. Archie was born on the 6th of May and is seventh in line to the British throne. Zaria Shakili, London.
Spain's Maritime Rescue Service says nearly 300 African migrants have been rescued in the past 2 days trying to reach Europe's southernmost shores. According to Spain's Interior Ministry, more than 10,000 people have arrived by sea in the first half of 2019, almost 4,000 less than in the same period of 2018. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.